Five, four, three, two, one. I'm John Miglosh for the Wisconsin DMA and the International Society for Strategic Marketing. Well, I ran across a really interesting gaming marketing article, and it basically said there's lots of benefits for the elderly to play games, especially now with the interactive games where you can play against someone across the world. And so Xbox has a commercial, and we'll play it for a little bit, and then we'll talk about it. So let's get over to the 10 at 10, and off we go.
Car moving.
How do you get the
right
car?
Right trigger to go forward. Hang on, you said take my eye off the road.
Take my eyes off the road.
Hi, how you doing, Dylan? You all right?
Good, thanks, you. I think the best way to improve a relationship is to learn something together. What did you do today, Grandpa?
We went for a walk this morning, very nice walk. I'm on deck. How long were you on your bike today?
Oh, it was just like a little training session for like 2 hours.
Now we're getting time together. I think we've achieved a small breakthrough there.
It's a 3.5 minute commercial, so I'm not going to play the whole thing, but I really enjoyed it, and it was interesting how they're playing together and get a chance to talk, and you know, I just thought it was really good. But basically what the article said that linked this to it said that the gaming industry just doesn't see the market there, doesn't see the opportunity. And obviously Xbox does, or they wouldn't put this thing together. So maybe that's a breakthrough, you know. It's kind of funny that way. Sometimes the best marketing is zigging when the other ones zag. So let's get over to the PDFs of the world. Williams-Sonoma announces a wonderful first quarter, another record quarter of accelerating revenue and profitability, and a bunch of other stuff. They say that they're uniquely positioned with their in-house design, digital-first channel strategy, and our values. Not sure what digital-first means. To me, it means to be able to take an order the way people want it taken. But I have to say their website is probably the best I've seen as far as e-commerce goes. It's the absolute opposite of every e-commerce site I go to, which is, you know, a picture in a square, no background, no context, no scale, no hierarchy of design in the page, whereas Williams-Sonoma does basically image shots. And they do what they would do in a catalog. They give you a hierarchy. They give you composition and beauty. It's fantastic. It is fantastic. But the thing that I wanted to make note of was this. This is important. You see this? Catalog request. Yes, you can tour their online catalog. You can view them right now, and you can see what I'm talking about. But also, I can't click on them because this is just a PDF. But also, you can enter your information, and they'll send you a catalog. They have an abandoned print. It may not be the foundation it once was, but it's still there. And I think that's important. And I think if you've gone out of print, you might want to think about ways to get back in it. And we're working on a way to be revealed shortly, hopefully. Also, I wanted to mention that this afternoon, 2 p.m. Chicago time, we're having a meetup. It's casual, no big format. We're going to be talking, one of the questions I know from Debbie Roth up at Japs Olson, she suggested we talk about how are you bringing your employees back to work or hiring new ones? What's everybody doing? So we're going to share a little bit about that. We also had, you know, kind of a breakthrough. We had a really, really nice print job come through one of the people that were on last month's meetup, and someone else on the meetup was talking about that was their sweet spot. And so we got a couple of 100,000 pieces job sent through our network. How cool is that? And, you know, a couple of months ago, I got a $1.2 million budget sort of thrown at the U.S. at looking for somebody. And so word's getting around that this is a good place to start, WDMA. So get over here and join us in the meetup. If you go to WDMA.org and click on the box up here, which says the May meetup, then we will be sending out the Zoom link, I believe, like an hour before or something like that. We send them through that way. So you should register in order to get that link. You know, you could call me, but I probably don't know what the link is yet. So come on over. And it's 2 o'clock, so Matthew Parker can come. I hope he does. Okay, here's an interesting article. According to Frank Luntz, K-12 parents overwhelmingly view printed materials as essential part of student learning. Really interesting. I thought it was, anyway. When it comes to books, the physical version matters. And, of course, we all grew up with the Cat in the Hat and Dr. Seuss and Winnie the Pooh and Wind in the Willows and so many great books. And now our grandchildren are enjoying those same books. And some are reprints, but some are actually survived our children. So, but parents are overwhelmingly convinced. 85% of parents want physical books in some form. 88% think they are essential learning tools for long-term student success. And I'll be participating in a presentation for the New York Direct Marketing Club in July. And one of the things we're going to talk about is the tactile marketing. That tactile has benefits, that you connect with it. And spatially, your brain connects on a book where not everything's moving around all the time. It anchors on the page, which helps retention. And so not only that, but 71% of parents were more likely to vote for a school board member who supports books. What do you think of that? More than 80% of parents from all backgrounds, including 74% who typically favor online materials, believe physical materials would have made their job easier helping their students from home. You bet. It also, workbooks also help. Filling in the blank, writing the answers gets more engagement with your brain, helps you remember and retain more in learning. All the studies support it, but it's nice to know parents are on the ball. Oftentimes they are. Okay, 5 marketing tips to set you above the rest in your mailings. And Thomas Oppong. Anyway, you know, this article, I'll give it a B or something. What is direct mail marketing? It's marketing physical materials that are delivered to someone's mailbox. Now, you know, sometimes some people think FSIs can be, well, they can certainly be direct marketing materials. Direct marketing is broader, but, you know, if they're talking about mail, then mail. You know, catalogs, flyers, postcards are some examples. And this is really a good summary right here. Mailers should include identification of you and or your company. You know, who's this from? It doesn't have to be right on the outside envelope. Could have a teaser envelope. I'm okay with that. But eventually you got to get to saying this is what we are and this is what we're offering, a call to action. And, you know, a call to action does more than just give somebody a way to respond. It also signals that this is an offer, that somewhere in here there's a reason to call. And, you know, I worked with the USPS helping big brands do more mail. And Oakley decided to do a flyer or, you know, a little mailing piece. And they gave it to me and I said, well, there's no response device. Oh, yes, here's the 800 number in 8-point type in the body copy. So that doesn't count. Sorry. I don't mean it's not there. I mean, if I can't see it at first glance, with Deluxe Check, we increased the response rate of a mailing piece 20% over split test control by just making the phone number bigger back in the day. So it does send a message that you are interested in receiving a response. And that's basically ways for your customers to contact you on social media or on your website or by phone or something, by something. Give them some way to connect with you. Okay, so here are some top tips. I'm not exactly sure where these tips come from. Maybe they're just Thomas's ideas that he thinks are good. Large envelopes are attention grabbing, but making the envelope unique takes it one step further. That's true. Customers will notice if the envelope has been hand stamped. It will add a human touch to the mailer. But you always have to ask at what cost, right? What's the difference in cost? And one thing, one word that isn't mentioned here, let's double check just to see. Let's see if the word test is found anywhere. Zero results. Okay, that's what I thought. Okay, whenever you read an article about creative tips, the first thing you want to look for is, how do they know? Have they tested it? You know, so often I've seen things that work for one company not work for another. And something maybe very opposite might work in another case. You just don't know for sure. One of the big values of direct marketing is we let the market tell us what's going on. But if all you do is try this and then try that, and never mind things can change between try number one and try number two, you know, like there could be a pandemic declared or all the retail stores could be closed and you get great results and then the retail stores open, you get terrible results. Maybe it doesn't have anything to do with your creative. Maybe it has to do with external factors. But testing allows those to be controlled for, eliminated. That's why in golf tournaments, like we watched Phil Mickelson win the PGA, how about that? As Babylon Bee said, we've conclusively proven that golf is not a sport when a 50-year-old can beat all those kids. Well, I disagree, but anyway, I see the point. I once did a call-in sports show, and I said I didn't think figure skating was a sport. You know, it's all just grading by the judges. And the commentator said, well, it's as much a sport as golf and bowling. And then he hung up on me, and I want to say, and those aren't in the Olympics either. Anyway, now golf is, and I think it's wonderful. Target the right customers. Excellent point. Probably should be number one. Customers, you know, that's customers. Well, if you happen to have them, the big problem in that is that in just about every file, customer file I've ever worked with, and I've worked with dozens and dozens, about 60% of the people only bought once, haven't bought lately, and didn't spend much. And so how do you split those up? The biggest bunch of names is relatively similar, you know, and there's other ways of testing, ways of modeling. There are ways to get it right, but it is challenging, but it's probably the most important factor. Much more important than using real stamps or how big the envelope is. But again, it's all about testing. And mail gives you assurance of delivery, because USPS gets it there. It gives you assurance of engagement, because somebody has to look at it or it piles up on the counter. And assurance of a decision maker, because not everybody in the household can dump it in the trash. Okay. So what that gives you is it gives you a feel for who looked at it and didn't buy compared to who looked at it and did buy. And that element is missing in digital and mass media. You can't tell if I was or wasn't looking at my screen, no matter what you do. Okay? And so mail has that advantage, and yet it's missing in this article. And so I would encourage Thomas to think hard on that. Create a tempting offer. Hey, yeah, that's great. Give customers a reason. And you know, ask around the office. Would you take advantage of this offer? And it doesn't have to be overwhelming. You know, sometimes too good an offer does poorer because it's not believable. You know, get a $100 coupon if you come to our restaurant. You know, I wouldn't believe that. I'd think that was something wrong. But mail still has more credibility. If I got it in the mail, I might think about it. You know, whereas if it was on digital, I would think it was a scam. Don't make the offer too complicated. Oh, brother, if I had a nickel for this one. Yeah, make it simple. And simple can just mean, instead of saying 20% off orders of $30 or more, which is about a $5. Instead of saying that, say $5 off. People don't like to think in percentages, as we've said. So watch out for the math. Keep them engaged emotionally, not in thinking fast and thinking slow. Math is thinking slow. It will slow them down. Okay, use real stamps. Again, test it. I think sometimes it works, but a lot of times it's not worth the effort. Make your offer urgent. Seems like repeat of number three. And it's hard, you know, a false call of urgency, a false call out of urgency, you know, the last sale of the century. It's not, you know, we know you're not, we're lying. I always like Toyota-thon ads. They make them sound so urgent, like this is going to be this is the ultimate sale. No quantification, no nothing, but man, you better get over your dealership right now and lots of balloons and confetti. That's what I would call a false urgent. Be careful about that. It undermines your credibility. Toyota-thons have none for me, but that's not how I buy cars anyway. Have a great day. Remember the distinctives of mail. You really can know what's going on. Like and share. Your friends will know you're smart. Bye-bye.